Welcome to the Big Success Show. Today, how successful entrepreneurs overcome fear and attract more clients.
The Big Success Show with George and Mary Lynn.
Today, we're so happy to be talking with Fabienne Fredrickson. Fabienne's the founder of ClientAttraction.com, where she helps entrepreneurs climb to six figures and up. Those are numbers I like, Mary Lynn.
Yes.
And she's done that. Actually, she's actually built her own multi-million dollar business. And she'll also be appearing this month on Lifetime TV's Balancing Act.
Welcome to the Big Success Show, Fabienne.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's great to be here with you.
Early in your entrepreneurial venture, in your story, you say that you woke up in the middle of the night and you were experiencing entrepreneurial terror. And I know that a lot of the entrepreneurs listening today have experienced that as well. What was going on with that, and how did you overcome it?
You know, it's amazing whenever, because I speak in front of large audiences as large as 1,200 people, or sometimes it's 50 people, whenever I tell the story about that one defining moment in my life, I see heads bobbing. People know exactly what I mean when I talk about waking up in the middle of the night with what I now call the 3 a.m., I don't have enough clients. Sweat.
It's something to sweat about.
But it wasn't funny back then. You know, the credit card companies were calling because I was subsidizing my business and my life and putting it all on my credit card. Mm-hmm. And without getting more clients, I wasn't able to pay the credit card, you know, and they would call, and I just didn't know what to say to them. And so it would just toss and turn in the middle of the night, staring at the ceiling, saying, what am I going to do? And I don't know if there's anything worse for an entrepreneur than that moment. And unfortunately, so many people tell me that they've experienced that, or they're currently experiencing that, mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. they get into my client attraction system.
So what did you do about it, Fabienne?
Well, number one, I made a commitment. I decided that day that I was no longer going to be at the grips of fear, and I was going to do things differently. And I share that because I think a lot of people wait for the opportunities to come, mm-hmm. but the opportunities do not come until you make a decision. And so in the middle of the night, I had called my dad, and I told him this whole story, and he said, well, do whatever it takes. And so I made a commitment to him, but mostly to myself, mm-hmm. that I was going to learn everything that I could about getting clients, about self-promotion, about closing the sale, about networking, about speaking, everything. And notice that it was that no excuses approach. And now I'm known for that term. I will do whatever it takes with a no excuses approach. And getting into action is the number one thing that gets you out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
How did you pick one thing to start doing? Because, I mean, that's the other thing. So we can go from I'm afraid to, okay, here's what I've got to do. No excuses to make it happen. And then you sit down the next day and you've got all of these things that you know you need to do. And then that can also create inaction. So how do you get past that?
Oh, gosh, I could have like five different answers to that story.
Okay. Yeah.
Great layup. But ideally, you look for somebody who's already living what you want to be living. This is why it's so important to follow a system and model a mentor. I belong now to two mastermind groups, very, very high level, and I have five mentors. Always look for people who can give you the shortcut. But if it's just by yourself, if you're just by yourself and you're starting out, it's really important to just do the fact-finding. What are successful people doing right now? And I got really clear that, okay, successful people who have lots of clients, they are marketing consistently. They're out there networking. They're out there speaking. They have strategic alliances and joint ventures with other people who have the same clients but don't overlap. Mm-hmm. And I started doing all that research, and I put it into this process that I created for myself that was going to prevent any further drought and desperation. And when you find something that works, just keep doing it. And right. That's creating a system.
Yes, and you've definitely found something that works. So,
yeah.
Well, and so for struggling entrepreneurs, Fabienne, what you know, you're the expert in client attraction. I mean, when I hear those words, we think of you.
Yeah.
What's like just another piece of great advice you might offer them?
Well, the first thing is to get really clear. If you want clients, get really clear about who your clients are, your ideal clients. And the biggest advice is not to try to serve anyone and everyone. There could not be any more marketing, you know, this is not a great term, but marketing suicide is just trying to work with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get clear on who your ideal clients are, what their biggest problems are, and how do you and only you position yourself in the marketplace so that people say, oh my God, that's exactly what I need. I've got to work with you. And once you have figured out what that compelling marketing message is, then it's time to share it and put it out there in a really big way. Give more than what most people give. See, I call it sharing your brownies, really putting all your innate skills and talents out there. Let people sample it, and when they see that the proof is in the pudding, they will hire you. And then create systems around that so your pipeline gets consistently full and stays consistently full always.
Wow. Not only have you thrown in some motivation, but you've made me hungry too. So that's a good combo right there.
Pudding and brownies. The same.
Yes. Marilyn never shares her brownies though.
We're going to have to talk about that, Marilyn.
You'll find a summary of today's show along with a link to Fabienne's site on ours at bigsuccess.com. That's big with two G's, success.com.
And next time, we'll continue our discussion with Fabienne. Check in to get some suggestions from Fabienne on how to get clients to help you attract more business. And we thank you so much for listening today.
And until next time, here's to your big success.
The Big Success Show at BIGGSuccess.com.